to day one of the 5G Crisis Online Summit. I'm so thrilled you're here, and I'm so excited for this day one. So far, we have more than 180,000 people that are registered for this initial launch of the summit. And we're just getting started. This is just day one. So with your help, perhaps we can help to double that number. What if, right? So on this introductory video, I want to get into the and give you a brief overview of these six amazing human beings that are going to be speaking today. That their talks are available for free for the next 24 hours. And I want to give you an idea of who they are, what they're going to be covering. But I also want to thank and acknowledge, first of all, you for being here. Because by being here, that means that you care, that you are willing to go deeper, that you want to be part of something greater, and that you believe that we can solve problems. And so by your faith and your actions of being here, you're meeting the talent, I believe, that is bringing forth the awareness and the solutions that is going to help shift this thing in the big picture. So I believe we can do this, and we will do this, and that a incredible, amazing energy, really, is this group energy is really going to be building over this next week. So I invite you even to tap into that and to feel the support that we're going to be giving each other. So I also want to acknowledge and thank my partner in the summit, Sayer G. And many of you have heard of Sayer, or you know Sayer. You're here because essentially of his networking and invitation for you to be here. So it's because largely of him that we're able to connect with so many people right now, watching this video right now and over the next week, and really have the opportunity to shift the course of this conversation around 5G. One of the first things I wanted to communicate to you is perhaps the most powerful initial change-making mechanism that is emerging out of the summit this week. So I'm just going to show you here. I'm going to dive into to our screen and switch over to one of the talks. All right, so here we are in the speaker page for day one. And if we click on any of these speakers, I'm going to click on Devra. So here's the speaker page. And while we'll get into the actual speakers for day one momentarily, I wanted to show you this. If you're on the speaker page, any of the talks on any of the days, you scroll down underneath the page, and there is this, what we're calling this instant action tool. This is a tool for you to email your elected reps instantly. The federal, the state, or provincial, and the local levels, all three levels of government, you're going to be able to instantly send a powerful pre-written email that is editable. You can edit it, but there's a pre-written template for you to do. Now, we're asking everyone in the summit to do this one time during the summit. And what I'm going to recommend is after the first talk, so if you watch Devra as your first talk today, scroll down and do this action. I'm just going to show you how smooth and simple this is. So we have here my name, email, address, city, and zip. So I'm going to hit next. And here we see this first part is who we're sending to. So here's congressmen and women and senators. And down here, there's actually local government reps here. So there's 10 local government reps that I have for my specific zip code in the United States. Now most of you are gonna have these local reps. Now you can tell they're local reps because they're actually, there's no image for them. So all three levels of government for most of you. And now another point about this is it's USA, Canada, and Australia. Those are the three countries that are fully supported with this instant action. And if you're not in one of those countries, we apologize. We didn't have the resources to get, you know, all countries developed for this, but we've invested significantly into this tool because it's so powerful. So if you're in other countries, you'll have a link to who you can get connected with in your country and or where to look up your elected reps so that you can copy paste the email and send to them. Okay, so let's assume you're USA, Canada, or Australia. Let's complete this process here. So if you scroll down, there you can see a scroll bar on the right because we have more content in the second part. Now, we can edit this subject line, and we can edit this email body. And you can take a couple minutes to read through that. It's basically 10 powerful points that are both educating and reminding of their liability, reminding of their responsibility to protect the rights and health of their constituents. Now, this is a very key point. The liability is a very key point, and a theme in the summit that is going to be presented, especially starting on day 5 and day 7. So this is an email that is going to educate and hold accountable in a very strong but respectful way, okay? So I'm gonna go ahead and submit this. And there we see, emails have been sent. I think that's 16 emails. So in this one action, you're going to be able to send all of your elected reps, okay? It's time, really, that we get on the playing field, that, and that you already are by being here in the summit. So what we've done is go ahead and facilitated the next logical step so that our elected officials are made aware of the facts. And there's actually an invite towards the bottom of their that email where they are now invited to come to the summit. What we're seeing are hundreds of local governments all over the world really getting educated because of people like you, that you are bringing information to them in a way that is not pleading or not like, you know, begging, but also it's not making instant enemies of them. It's saying, look, here's the facts, okay? We're in this together. Here's the facts, here's the information. You swore an oath and you have an obligation and there's legal liability, so we need to resolve this. So that's what we're doing in this action. Very important. So what we're asking of everyone, if you're here, if you're watching this right now, you're part of the 180,000 plus that are here this week. Do this action. After a talk, so after your first talk is what we recommend. So watch that first talk, whether it's Devra or one of the other amazing speakers today, then scroll down, do the action, and then continue on from there. So scrolling down here further on the page is the commenting section. So two quick notes here, two guidelines really. The only two guidelines are, number one is be respectful. Okay, no spam, no trolls. You'll be removed and banned if there's ill intention or if you're here to, you know, divide and conquer, if you're part of that camp. And secondly is help each other, okay? If you see a comment there and with somebody with a question, if you know the answer, please, you know, contribute to that conversation. We have a small team here and we may not have the ability to personally answer everyone's question. So I'm just going to go ahead and make the first comment here. And I'm gonna hit the save the details for the next time I comment, submit that comment, and there we go. Now, just going back to the speaker page here. So let's meet the day one speakers in the 5G crisis summit. Devra Davis is the president and founder of the Environmental Health Trust and is an award-winning and internationally renowned scientist. Her talk today, titled Science on 5G and Wireless Radiation, covers science the industry doesn't want you to know, impact of millimeter waves on your health, and exposing the industry playbook.
And found that in the blood of those who were closest, there was elevated indications of damage in their DNA to the micro, and indications of what's called a micronucleus, which is not a good thing.
Martin Paul is Professor Emeritus of Biochemistry and Basic Medical Sciences at Washington State University. His talk today is entitled Explaining the Mechanism of Wireless Harm, and it's part one of two. He will give 9 different areas of harm from wireless, according to the vast body of published science. He'll also outline the chemical process behind the harmful biological effects, giving us the mechanism of harm. And he'll outline why 5G is more dangerous than its predecessors.
People don't have a feeling for what they're facing, and the main reason is because of all this industry propaganda and the lack of coverage in the media on all these things. And again, we're talking about peer-reviewed studies in the scientific literature.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for over 3 decades, he has been one of the world's leading environmental advocates and is leader of the organization Children's Health Defense. His talk today is entitled Dangers of 5G to Children's Health, and in it, he will cover the 5G satellite insanity, the industry lobbying and captured agencies, and violations of human rights and informed consent. How important is it that we educate and inform and hold accountable our elected officials?
and the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have no idea that this is happening. People, I think, are completely unconscious of it. And I think the industry likes that because nobody's asking questions.
Magda Havas is Professor Emeritus at Trent School of the Environment and Center for Health Studies at Trent University. Her talk today, entitled Extensive Biological Effects of EMFs and 5G, will cover the rise of electrohypersensitivity, impact of EMFs on your health, and simple solutions to protect your home.
And so if you're electrohypersensitive, it simply means that the levels of exposure are now causing changes in your body that are often negative. So they're not things that you want to happen. The rest of us are probably in homeostasis. We're using energy to maintain that homeostasis.
Paul Heroux is another PhD and a scientist with 15 years of experience in electrical engineering and 30 years in the health sciences. His talk today is entitled Harmful Effects of 5G and Wireless, in which he will cover reactive oxygen species, or ROS, and metabolic disturbances, non-thermal effects from wireless radiation, and technical problems linked to the Internet of Things.
For example, as an individual, you have vulnerabilities in your pancreas, in your brain, in your heart, in your digestive system, wherever that happens, increasing reactive oxygen species will accelerate the development of these diseases.
Jason Bodden-Smith is the author of a book called In the Dark, New Ways to Avoid the Harmful Effects of Living in a Technologically Connected World. Jason is the founder of EMF Warriors and MitoHQ.com. His talk today is entitled Critical Disruption of Mitochondria by EMFs. And in this talk, we will learn the central role of quantum biophysics. Learn about, from the industry perspective, what are the business benefits of 5G? And we'll learn about healing at the root level.
Go to the beach, change my ways of it, my lifestyle, and we'll see what happens. And it's unbelievable. You know, the effects started within a couple of months, and it's 3.5 years in. I can say 17 of those diseases are totally gone. The other three are well on their way to being fixed.
So welcome to the 5G Crisis Online Summit. Enjoy the talks, and we'll see you again soon.